It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good afternoon, good night, and good morning. It is the Bad Advice Show, and I'm one of your three hosts, Gordon Baker Bone. I'm also the Bad Advice Show HR department. And to my right, he is the finance department of the Bad Advice Show. Put your hands together for Sarome Russell.
Hey, what's happening? We are in so much trouble as a company.
And to my left, the CFO of the Bad Advice Show, Mel, everybody.
I thought you just said Sarome was a CFO.
Wait, what?
Finance, that would be CFO.
Yeah, that would make Mel a CEO.
Well, listen, guys, I don't know if you know this or not. I've never had a job long enough to know actual departments.
We actually do know that.
Yeah, we do know that about you. Well, I can tell you hadn't had a job long enough because you put yourself as human resources in. No.
I'm definitely the HR department of the Bad Advice Show. I'll come in. Hey, what's wrong with you niggas?
I'm sure that's my job.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Mel's job. Not that she's been doing it.
I suck at it. I'm terrible at it now.
Yeah, well, let's just get these straight. Mel is HR.
Sarome is security.
And you're CFO. You run the HR.
All right. Do I have HR duties as CFO?
No.
No.
Oh, that's not that. I want some HR duties.
For what? For you to get us charged as a group?
I can't even remember what it was, but I feel like it was involving somebody's ass. So, no, you're not.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say I would eat someone's ass and you stopped me.
Yeah.
That's not what HR does.
I think, no, you don't think people in HR eat ass? If anyone is listening to the podcast and you work in human resources, let us know whether you eat ass or not, or if you are in HR, is it your job to stop people from eating ass?
That's my first and last day. When that requirement comes across my desk, I'm supposed to stop people from eating ass at work because I got a lot of questions.
I think part of HR is to make sure that ass eating is not a part of the professional conversation.
Yeah, I believe so.
It's not that we're supposed to stop it or promote it. This is just not a typical conversation.
All right, that's true. But what if, like, somebody we were working with, we got a new client that we're brokering or whatever, and they're like, all right, well, we're ass eating LLC, and we just want.
I don't think anybody with the name ass eating could be an LLC. You are not limited liability. You are full liability for that.
Oh, man. I just like how ass eating has just become this huge phenomenon that some people are very much with or very against.
It's a polarizing subject.
It is. I'm realizing.
I don't think I have a big opinion on it one way or the other, honestly.
I like your stance on that, Mel.
All right, moving on.
There's a lid for every pot, right?
Yeah, it's a lid for every pot.
All right, we're moving on. Man, we've had a week. Look, if I sound a little bit frazzled or discombobulated, it's because I had the longest week. From Wednesday to basically Sunday, I just been on the road doing shows. Comedy horror.
Yeah. The traveling part is not the good part.
Bro, I wish there was just a service that just took comics wherever they need to go, because this traveling is the fucking worst, bro.
Yo, if I could ship myself by FedEx to show up by 7 to be on stage at 7:05, I would do it. I would get in the box and eat some goldfish crackers until I got there.
I do feel like somebody should have come up with a shuttle service for comics from the corridor, from, I'd even go as far south as Carolinas.
Yeah.
Like South Carolina to New York.
Yeah, back and forth.
Just somebody who's running folks up. Back and forth.
Mal, that sounds like a great idea, but I know comedians. Somebody gonna fuck that up.
Yeah.
How you think they gonna fuck it up though? Like within the first month?
Ooh, nah, it's like a year, probably year two. Somebody gonna do something real scandalous and scrupulous, and we're gonna be like, God damn, we gotta either shut the company down or get rid of this nigga.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. It's gonna be, you know what? You know, it's gonna be a white boy, and it's gonna involve
eating ass.
Oh,
in the front seat.
I wasn't gonna say it, Mel.
Come on.
Yeah, we know. We know. And we're gonna have to shut it down because it's gonna be a class action lawsuit.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, the fuck it is. Damn, why do white boys always fuck shit up?
Who knows? Oh, I wanted to ask you about this since you said you had a long week. I saw you post this. I see you got pulled over today.
Oh, let me tell. I got pulled over in the back of an Uber. If anyone's out there going, no, the fuck you didn't. Yes, yes, I did. I got in the Uber. I was riding with my homie Gabe Pacheco, fine comic from New York. We did a show Saturday night, Sunday morning. We got an Uber to catch our train back to the city. And as we get in the Uber from the person that booked us for the show got us a hotel. And I was like, thank you. And it was like, you don't mind if it's a Red Roof Inn? And I was like, oh, I ain't making this much money that for that week, huh? So, so I was like, all right, cool. I'll take the free room. So we got the free room. We slept in a Red Roof Inn for a max of 5 hours. And then hopped in the Uber to head on the way. Uber gets on to the highway. And then next thing you know, cops pull us over. And the reason they stopped the Uber, because they said he didn't signal to merge on the highway.
I hate to do this in any cop's defense, but if I see two grown men leaving a Red Roof Inn, I know y'all was in there running dope. Like, so I'm pulling y'all over too. There's no reason for y'all. No friends shared a room out of financial obligation in a Red Roof Inn. You got to split 35 down the middle. I would have pulled y'all ass over too. You up to no good.
They fucking pulled us over, and he pulled the driver over, and he was asking the driver a question. He took the driver's ID, was gonna give him a ticket for not signaling. And the Uber driver was like, I've never had this happen. I was like, how many black passengers have you had? So I guess the cop didn't like the fact that I knew what was going on. So he was really upset. He was like, can I see your ID? I was like, I'm in the back seat, bro. What do you need my ID for? And he's like, well, you're not wearing a seatbelt. I was like, I'm pretty sure in this state, back seat belts for adults is optional. And he's like, I'll be right back. And he walked. So he came back. He's like, will you at least give me your name? I was like, I really don't think I need to give you my name.
Oh, you was an uppity Negro today.
You don't need to know me, nigga.
So it was two cops. His partner was on the other window. He was like, hey, well, if you can't do nothing wrong, just give me your name. I was like, okay, but no.
Yo, Uber driver's up there cussing in his head. He's like, if you don't give him your fucking name.
He's like, I'm going to have to act like I care about this fucking hashtag.
This is not what I got up for on Sunday.
I felt so bad because Gabe was like, this is wild. They didn't even ask me for anything. I was like, Gabe, just be quiet.
We're going to start the whole cycle over again.
Is Gabe black?
No, Gabe is Spanish.
Bless his bones. Poor little innocent Gabe.
Yeah. Yo, they got the 3D glasses for racism that day. They were like, wow, this is real. Yeah.
What is your name, sir? I don't think I need to tell you. Yo, and this is New Jersey State Troopers?
No, this was Massachusetts, a Commonwealth.
Oh.
Because when he walked away, I was like, wait, I'm in Massachusetts. What kind of laws he got?
Yo, I know you tried to rethink that shit. You like, hey, my bad. I forgot where I was. Didn't mean to play with your racist ass. Sorry about that.
So he was so mad that he, like, eventually I gave him my ID because I realized he was holding us up and we was going to miss our train. So I was like, I really need to get out of here. So here's my ID. He ran my ID, and the disappointment that fell on his face when he came back and was like, you have nothing on your record. It's like, yes.
You dumb bitch.
But yes, Jerome, you are absolutely right. That they did the one that was trying to pretend to be a good cop was like, well, there's nefarious things happening in that Red Roof Inn.
Oh, like, yeah, of course.
Hey, you should go stop that shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Sounds like sounds like they're able to do it freely because you are my ass.
Soon as Gordon got pulled over, they were just running bricks after out of that bitch. They was throwing them on an assembly line down the hallway and out the front of the Red Roof Inn.
Yo, I believe that in my heart. As soon as we got pulled over, I think everyone at Red Roof Inn peeked out the window and was like, they got him. Go.
Go.
I'm just imagining Dope moving like a speakeasy with that Mos Eisley Cantina song playing in the background.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, just bedlam happened at that Red Roof as soon as I got pulled over. Oh, my God. Yeah, so I got pulled over for that shit. And it made me feel good to know that they were disappointed that I had nothing on my record.
Thank God for people like you, because we would still be sitting there if they was waiting for my shit. Because you can't run my shit, buddy. Mm-mm. However long we wait, it would definitely be shorter than what happens if I give you this ID. I know that.
One of another fucked up parts, the partner was like, hey, what are you mad for? Why you mad and won't give up your ID? I was like, because I got shit to do.
He's trying to make you irate. He was definitely going to stick that billy club inside that window. What are you moving for? What are you moving for? What's with the head bob?
Oh, yeah. 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 It was a wild way to... Yeah, that's another thing, too. Like, getting hit with racism before 10 a.m., is so annoying. I told my friend today, I believe all racism should happen at 2:45.
Yeah, give me a chance to have somewhat of a good day and time to recover from it too. Don't start me off when the squirrels just got up with this bullshit.
I didn't even think about the squirrels looking at me like, these racist motherfuckers.
Told you.
Enjoying a peanut and looking at the state of this world.
We never think about that. We never think about how the animals view racism when shit happens. Do you think animals watch racism from afar and be like, I can't believe this shit?
It depends on the animal.
Yeah,
I'm dogs are racist.
Hell, you said that so quick.
Ain't no bears working for the police.
No.
Ain't no cats working for the police. You don't see a police donkey. You see horses, though. Horses and dogs are racist.
Okay, wait. I'm not going to amend the statement, but I will say certain breeds of dogs enjoy racism part of being a cop more than others.
All right, let's get to it. Let's name the breeds. That
we'll German believe. Shepherd is the most racist dog you will ever encounter. Ever.
Number one with a bullet. If a German Shepherd could hold a gun, there'd be more dead black people than to get pulled over.
Ooh, yes.
If a German Shepherd had opposable thumbs, it would have joined Twitter after Elon took over to specifically type nigga. That would have been the only tweet.
Tweet after tweet.
I gotta go Dalmatians. I've never seen a black person with a Dalmatian, so it makes me feel like they are racist.
No, Dalmatians are just psychos.
I think Dalmatians are passively racist. I think Dalmatians are liberals, but if your party go too late, they're gonna be like, sorry, buddy, I'm still gonna call the cops, you know?
You know, I hate to do this, but it is 10:30.
Fuck you, Dalmatian.
I mean, it stops at 10. I gave you 30 minutes.
And then go outside like they don't know who called the cops. This is really weird. They are enforcing the noise ordinance. Hope you guys are okay. Somebody get this Dalmatian out of here.
You picking up glass? Out your rose bushes.
Fuck. All right. Any other breeds? Oh, I hate to say this, and I know a lot of people might disagree with me. Doberman pitchers, they look like they have a little bit of racism.
They absolutely look like they have a racist trigger word.
I'm going to go with one you might not think of, but it'll make sense when I say it. Bloodhound.
Oh
yes, that. Oh
wow,
we probably should have them at two.
They're two.
That was the ones that they used to use to hunt down black folk, right?
Oh
I'm
yeah.
I'm not gonna say the word they used to call those dogs, but fuck it. They used to call them coon hounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
I feel like that's got to tie with one. They tied with German Shepherds. They were the police dogs of their day.
They really were.
Oh, man.
The only reason they got surpassed is that they weren't vicious enough.
Yeah.
Yo, why are hounds so just like, they got two moods. Leave me the fuck alone, let me sleep, or I'll kill you. That's it.
There is no affection.
I know. Yeah, We kept hounds, and we kept them outside in a big cage so they can run. But as far as like just going to the fence and rubbing their nose, they're like, bitch, if you don't get out of here, I am for work.
Yep, that's so true.
You can't let a hound in your house.
Yo.
No, not at all.
It's gonna be some like, please don't. I'm begging you. If you have a hound that you let in your home, please don't try to convince me of the goodness of your racist-ass dog. I am going to be so hurtful.
All right. I'm going to say this real quick because I know a lot of black people have this dog, but it's a racist dog also. It's the last one. We'll cap it off with this one. Beagles. I'm done.
Really?
Beagles are the same as Dalmatians.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Pass. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Beagles are the liberal races.
Yep. There you go. Mel got it.
Beagles would vote for Bernie, but not Hillary. They had to vote for Trump. They didn't want to. They were almost ready to support, but at the last minute, they said,
Yep.
I had to look big picture, see?
You do know we just lost a couple of followers with this dog shit, right?
But we gained ourselves, and isn't that the journey?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not getting that. What is that? Was it Sarah McLachlan? We're not getting that on.
The no. Arms of the Angel.
Yeah, no arms of the angel for us. We can go straight to hell.
Yeah, we're not getting that endorsement. I'm just telling you, if you're down at the shelter, use this list to pick out your next rescue.
Seriously, man. Seriously. Just like, get yourself a nice mixed dog. Get yourself a mutt. Come on, everybody. I'm like saying mutt, but get a mixed up a pet. I like it. You might be able to get one of them husky pit bull mixes.
Which should never be done. That's going to be a loud ass dog. You're right, like, who the fuck is freestyling in the bathroom? It is 3 a.m.
A husky pit bull mix sounds like the Chet Hanks of mixes. He's just never going to be doing the right thing.
Ever. You can forget walking him.
The only reason I even know that type of dog actually exists because I live in Jersey, and not a lot of people have huskies up here. I get very mad, right, and I'm gonna say this, and people, if you disagree with me, I'm sorry. Huskies do not belong in the Northeast in the summer. Stop getting these dogs up here. I feel so bad. It is like 102, inhuman as fuck. And they're like, ooh, he's mad. I'm like, yes, he's hot.
Give him a fade or something. He's just outside just hollering. What's wrong with you today, puppy?
That is it's hot. 83 degrees.
I'm an Arctic dog.
Yeah.
I'm a tundra.
Yes. And like, oh, man, when I see him in the winter up here, I feel so happy for him. Like, huskies are the happiest dogs in New Jersey when it's cold. I'm like, this is dope. Good for you. You ever see a husky when it sees snow for the first time for the year?
Love excited. It.
Whew.
They go lay down in it. They go lay down in it.
Yes, bro. It's so wonderful. But, like, in the summer, I just be like, yo, get this dog. I would pay to send this dog to Antarctica right now.
All right, last dog-related thing, and then we'll move on. Florida is passing a new set of laws. A couple of the laws are real good. A couple of parts of it make sense. Like, they're going to make it illegal to declaw a cat. I was educated on that. That is very wrong to declaw
a cat. Oh, it's awful.
It's bad for the health, so I'm going to accept that. But the second part of the law is that it's going to be illegal for you to let your dog hang his head out the car when y'all driving. And wait. I don't understand that.
Wait, they're making it illegal for your dog to feel joy?
Yeah.
I mean, I could imagine when that goes wrong, it's tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess I get the law. I mean,
how happy some dogs are when they get their head out the window and that drool just flying back, hitting the back of the car. It is just,
Yeah, but if they hit the little face on something, maybe I'm just too sensitive for that.
I think it's the worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is terrible, but 99% of the time, it just brings me such joy because they look so happy.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait, Florida? Ain't Florida the same state that banned critical race theory?
Not just critical race theory.
Black people, they banned black. You better get your ass in there and tell them motherfuckers you Dominican.
And they banning women's studies too.
What?
Yeah, that's second. That's second on the list. You got a new anti-woke or stop woke law that's going to ban like women's studies, African-American studies at colleges and shit like that.
I wouldn't even feel right voting or agreeing with something that says stop woke.
Florida's a hell zone. So many people are going to vote for this. For people who was never going to college and never was going to learn anything. Like, yeah, we don't need our kids learning that shit. I can guarantee you your kid was headed to that same racetrack gas station you work at already.
I mean, one of the things you have to realize is when you ignore parts of the process, stuff like this is just, you know, they started small. A lot of these GOP whack jobs started small. They started small getting into school government. And it's annoying. And so, like, one thing I can tell you, one thing I just feel in my body, like, politics is annoying as fuck. I understand why people don't want to be like, fuck this shit. Because it's rigged. It's fucking rigged.
Yeah, it is. It's wild that that could even be on a fucking bill. Like, all right, we're going to lower taxes. Wouldn't it be great if they just taught about white men?
Bring that back. I'm telling y'all, it's because them kids was snitching on their parents at January 6th. It was like, oh no, we got to shut this down.
Yo, them kids was telling.
Gen Z was telling.
Like, Gen Z was like, yeah, my father, here's his Facebook, his Field and Stream address, and his fucking Twitter.
They were circling her right there. Bro. I bought her this fucking sweater for Christmas. Like, it was wild. Yeah. They shutting that shit down.
They gonna make it illegal for kids to snitch on their parents now? You think that's gonna happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely gonna make it illegal for you to testify against your parents.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't care what Jan does. I don't think I'll be able to snitch on her. They put me on that stand. I'm like, that's my mama.
Oh, yeah. You definitely going to be in contempt of court for screaming that's your mama over and over again.
I'm not even pleading the fifth. That's my mama.
I plead my mama.
I plead my mama. Sir, it is a turn on a red light. Did she or did she not turn on a red light?
Mama.
It is a $35 fine, sir. Can we please move this process along?
I move to motion for my mama.
Man, they will hold me in contempt of court and I'll get locked up. Like, mama, come get me.
Oh, that's when your mama hit you with the same shit she's been telling you since you were 14. I told you, if your ass get locked up, you're going to sit there. Hey, mama, I just went to jail for you.
If I make allowance this time.
Oh, my God. All
your brothers and sisters.
Did you do the dishes? God damn it. No. All right.
Well, I'll be back.
Your first call home. That fuck going to be waiting for you when you get out, too.
You're like, officer, please don't arrest me. Look, she just made another turn on red. She's leaving the courthouse doing the same shit.
Y'all parents ever do that? They make you wash dishes that you forgot to do?
My shit was so chaotic. I didn't ever have none of these shit, so I never can't participate in these conversations.
I have been beaten awake for dishes.
Really?
Beating awake is not fun.
Yeah, I don't. It doesn't sound like it would be.
Nope.
I do remember my mom woke me up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and like as a child, 2 o'clock in the morning might as well be fucking 6 a.m.
it's just the witching hour, because 2 a.m. doesn't feel real. You're like, I have never been up at this time before.
Listen,
this is not a real time.
People always talk about two-parent homes. Listen, when two motherfuckers is yelling at you at the same time, I don't like it that much. Give me some broken homes, nigga. Give me some discord and parents who do not work in concert.
No, you just didn't say. I want a one-parent home. So
that was too much. Can you even, like, no. Like, it is, our parents were on some bullshit. And I feel like we're just getting to talk about it. Like, our parents were on some bullshit. Because, like, why are both of you yelling at me for 7 bowls at 2:30? Like, y'all got together and nobody looked at the other one and said, I think we tripping over this bowl.
Yeah.
I think. think we can let it go. I had to get two wild motherfuckers.
Oh, man. I remember being so sleepy trying to wash dishes. I almost fell asleep in that dishwater. I know, real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. Mm. Oh, goddamn. We've had a week. What can I tell you about this week?
Wait.
What's up?
Can I add in one of my childhood stories?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, before you start, Mel, brace yourself.
I am. I'm actually going to mute my mic.
Okay. Go for it, Jerome.
So instead of 2:30 in the morning, I will be waking up to cook a single hot dog on the gas burner at 2:30 because I ain't ate all day. And then a wild-eyed white man will bust in and say, "Hey, I'm Daryl. Your mama here?" What? No, she's not Daryl. Why is my door unlocked?
I'm so sorry.
And then at 3 o'clock, a wild eyed, my mama would walk in the door like, "Hey, did Daryl come by here? What the fuck is going on?" Quit cooking them hot dogs over that stove. I told you about that.
Ooh, all right. For those who don't know, Mel has muted her microphone so y'all can't hear her laughter.
But I have been going on an entire facial journey. Know that.
Sweet Jesus. All right. It is.
I don't like, I prepare myself and I still.
Oh, no, it's no preparing yourself. Like, I like, literally, when Sarone tells a story, it is like free falling in the Alps. You got to maneuver.
And
you know
then
the
after a very long fall, you hit every rock for the rest of the way down.
Yep. Oh, man.
So wow.
You have a gift, sir. You have
I do what gift. I can. I do what I can.
Ooh. All right. It is the end. We're coming up on the end of February, which means the end of Black History Month. I hope you all had a great Black History Month. If you haven't been doing it, please say happy Black History Month to everybody you come across. I think that's another reason why the cop was pissed off, because when he asked me for ID, before I said anything, I said happy Black History Month.
Boy, they called you all kind of names when they rolled off.
I feel like you birthed a new slur. We'll hear it, you know, in another month or so. A slur was born in Massachusetts.
Oh man, I just wanted the camera, whether it was on or off, to pick up happy Black History Month.
Can you run your body cam back for me?
Oh man, oh man.
So yeah, I would really like to know how the Bad Advice Show listeners have been celebrating their Black History Month. What have you been doing? What have you learned? Did you learn anything new? Did you educate some people? Did you teach children something about your own history or others' people's history? Because that's a fascinating thing to do. Teach somebody about your own personal Black history. Mm-hmm. Also, I need to reiterate, George Washington Carver did not invent peanut butter. He did other things. Jesus Christ, guys. Get it together.
Leave him alone. The man was a genius.
George Washington Carver invented Skippy. He did not.
Fucking wild.
George Washington. My one conspiracy theory is George Washington Carver genetically engineered peanuts to kill white people in 80 years.
Yes. Yeah, I've been saying this for years. He made over 400 uses for the peanuts, and all of a sudden we have peanut allergies? You know what that is.
He He's like, my wrath shall come sweet and cold.
Yo, picturing George Washington Carver as a diabolical, scientific, evil genius is my favorite thing on earth.
Absolutely. So, Mr. Carver, you've been in here for a while. What are you coming up with? Oh, nothing. Enjoy your sandwich.
My throat is itchy. Getting close.
Just a few more experiments.
Yeah, in 50 years, white people are just going to explode when they touch a peanut.
The Carver plan. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. That was great.
Well, we're getting sued by the George Washington Carver estate.
Yeah, man, that was bound to happen at some point.
Yeah, I was thinking that was always in the cards.
What I did for Black History Month was read and listen to the 1619 Project, and I'm mad.
Yo, I've heard about this. People have been telling me to check it out, but also all my friends have been telling me that it's been kind of is it angering or just waking people up? Which one is it? Which one would you say is more accurate?
If you ain't woke, you ain't. If you ain't angry, you ain't woke. Cause this shit is. Good Lord.
But I mean, we talked about that. I mean, not this, but every conspiracy, right, especially recently, is rooted in racism.
Yeah.
Every illogical thing that happens in this country, where we're like, why the fuck is this even a law? Why the fuck is this even a custom? Is rooted in racism and typically anti-Black racism.
Yes. Which is wild as shit. Damn. You know how racist you gotta be to make a law against Black people? Like, to literally have to go to court and be like, all right, I want to pass this bill for this.
If you are driving on a parkway, you have probably, you are on a monument of racism.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of beaches in New York that have bridges to them, specifically so Black people couldn't get there. They made it so the bridges have low enough parts that buses couldn't pass through, not to bring minorities in. So you had to own a car to get to these beaches.
Diabolical.
Mm-hmm. Simple things like why urban areas have fewer trees.
Mm.
And that's why it's hotter in these areas. Just simple shit.
God damn. Who got that time to hate? Why you got all this time to hate? You ain't got no rent?
Racism is literally growing out your fucking ground.
Mm.
Or cemented in your city.
Yeah, mostly cemented.
Ugh, man.
Yeah, go drive. See how many trees you see in the hood. just take a drive.
In Atlanta, they're trying to build that cop city, and they're going to take away green space from what? A Black area.
Yeah.
What?
Yes. The area that they're clearing out, and not only going to have pollution, but also noise pollution because they have shooting ranges and shit there. That is in a Black neighborhood. Could you imagine putting a shooting range in the middle of a white family neighborhood?
No.
Mm-hmm. Because it wouldn't fucking happen. That's why.
I don't like going to shooting range like that. I've only been to one shooting range in my entire life. And I was out in Cincinnati. And it wasn't a shooting range. It was just his garage.
Leave me alone.
What?
Way to go, shit. Ohio.
Shit, I gotta go back to Ohio. Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not excited about it either. But I'm being honored at the college I went to, Wilberforce University. They're having me come out and do a show on April Fool's Day. So if you're in the Ohio area, you want to come see me, please come through and make sure I stay safe.
Because this might be a long con to get Gordon back.
Oh, Lord. Wait, what was that?
Sorry.
Mel, are you watching porn during the podcast?
No, it absolutely was not porn. It was a kid who spilled something and she was sitting on her uncle or somebody's lap and they said, oh, Lord, oh, my God, what? Why would you think I'm watching porn in the middle of the show?
I don't know. We did start off by talking about eating ass. I don't know where your mind went. Ugh. There's nothing more nerve-wracking than watching a child pour a glass of juice. I've been seeing that on Instagram and like Twitter and all that shit. Yeah, have y'all seen that little girl that tries to pour juice and makes a mess the whole time?
Yep.
Yes.
I actually have one of those.
Jerome, forgive me. You have multiple ones of those.
Yeah. Today she got in the paint and she was like, you know what? I would really enjoy taking all this paint to the living room and painting in front of Gabby's dollhouse. So she took all the paint to the living room and spilled all of it all everywhere.
How are you not exhausted every day, dude? Like
I am, my eyes are closed right now.
Having a little one seems like the most work.
I am literally catching a few snoozes while I'm talking because I know something's going to happen in a few minutes when I get off this podcast.
Oh, man. Damn. Like, literally, you'd be sitting somewhere and you just hear a crash and you just know you got to go clean up something.
Yeah. Random.
God damn.
Random acts of chaos. And Ooh. Then she cried and turned into the victim. She's like, oh, my God. I spilled all the paint, and I'm going to get in trouble. Oh, no.
That's a boss move right there.
Yeah.
I respect it.
She said, I'm never going to get the paint again. I was like, probably.
You are correct.
But no, I had, instead of me being upset with her, I had to comfort her and tell her she can paint again, mm-hmm. and that it's okay. And daddy loves you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. In the end, I end up apologizing. I'm like, I'm sorry I yelled. I just wanted to know what that was. And it was 2 gallons of paint on my hardwood floors.
She's a professional. I like her game.
She really is. Really, really good at this.
And how old is she?
She's 4.
Oh, buddy.
Where did she get 2 gallons of paint from?
Boy, they sell it. They sell it by bulk.
Oh my God. I just like picturing kids just knowing that they're gonna fuck up their parents' day just and still keep doing it.
Oh yeah.
And having that they're like,
they be watching themselves and they're like, yo, this is getting out of hand, but it's kind of too late to turn back.
Yeah, yep, that is true.
I mean, once you're already in trouble.
See, Mel, that's not that. Oh man, that's such an 80s baby mentality right there. I mean, we already
it really is. It really is though, because once you're already in trouble, you're like, I might as well go ahead and have fun.
Yeah, no, I used to look at like the threshold of trouble I was in, and like once I'm in whipping territory, it's like. Might as well just see it through.
Oh, wow. Wow. Mel's a kamikaze. She's like, all right, Mario's going to crash it. Might as well do a loop-de-loop.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, man. I don't understand. Like, for some reason, I got that song stuck in my head while Sarone was telling that story about spilling paint. That bam, 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 bam. Remember that? From
Wonder Yes.
This probably was going through her head. She definitely was enjoying herself until I came around the corner. She was like, I was like, what is? Oh. So I just got paper towels and soap and got the scrubbing and saved it. But and then apologized to her for being upset.
Look at you being a good dad. apologizing for something that you didn't do.
Yeah. Because I definitely would have caught a foot in the ass. I would have been painting, and then I would have been flying across. I'm so glad we're not doing that to our kids, what was done to us.
Man, listen.
Yeah, man. We're getting away from that toxic behavior of parenting that we grew up in.
Like, I think the wildest thing is doing better than my parents and then look at the stuff that I did where I was like, damn, I was fucked up. And then looking back, like, at your parents, at where you weren't going, like, nigga, what the fuck was you on that you, like, you were going past this?
Huh? Oh, I'm pretty sure in the 40s and 50s, they were just straight up uppercutting our parents.
Oh, yeah, they was just dropping kids in the well. Had to be.
They was literally putting motherfuckers in closets back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yo, shout out to all the parents that out there that went through a bad situation, but still raised you okay. We got to give them some credit. Because, like, I hear stories, man. Woo.
Man. Another 25 years, we won't be putting no hands, no raised voices at all. It's a gradual process. Yep. All white people's fault.
But the other part about it is we are still humans. We are bound by the limitation of our experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll never get it completely right because we're all individuals. Like, the things that I needed that I treated my kids in a way where I thought this is what I would have needed at the time, that's not always the right thing for them. So no. It's always going to be space for us to fuck it up and traumatize our kids a whole other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just like...
I just didn't want it to be physical.
Right. Mm. Yeah. I had to do the best with what I had in terms of... Because I started as a spanking parent. And I'm like, this is actually a little out the box. And... So you still, but you've already planted that seed. So you still have to kind of gain the kids' trust.
Yeah.
When it comes to the big things, like trusting you with information and you, this person who, you know, you used to snap off. So how do they just start trusting you? You have to build that.
Yeah. You got to build that back. You be like, yo, I was tripping earlier, but I read some books. I met some folks. And I'm on your side, so let me know what's going on with you.
I love to see how wholesome you guys are as parents. That's a beautiful thing.
I mean, we got to do something. We already punched our ticket to hell, so.
I mean, I don't even know how if it's all that wholesome. I'm just, you know, like I said, I'm doing the best of what I got.
Oh, man.
Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's... But hopefully it'll all... It'll average out okay.
I didn't see us making this turn after we was talking about coon dogs. So.
The full experience.
All right. And on that note, everybody, that has been the Bad Advice Show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Here's my favorite part of the show. I get to find out what Mel and Sarome are doing this week. So, Mel, where can people find you and what are you up to?
You can find me at the Gates of Mel on all platforms. The O is a zero. You can find me Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on ResistBot's Instagram with Mel's Midday Mug. 5 minutes. I chop it up about latest petitions, current events, things that you need to know. And you can find me in these streets.
Sarome, where can people find you?
March 19th, you can find me with Paris Sachet at the Artisan Draft House. That's going to be a good show. I'm going to be at Hotbed in April, and then I'm going to be traveling for my day job, unfortunately. So you'll see me around. You can find me in these streets, too.
All right. And as for me, I'm going to Baker Bone. Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter. Also, BakerBone.com for all my upcoming shows and all that fun stuff. April 1st, I will be in Xenia, Ohio at Wilberforce University, where they're doing a comedy show, apparently. And I will be telling ha-ha funny funnies at my old school. Fun fact, little Black history tip. Wilberforce was founded because slave owners used to use it as a vacation spot to sleep with their slaves. Yep.
What the fuck?
Yeah, sorry. That's what I'm planning on opening with. So. You can come see me dig myself out of that hole April 1st or April Fool's Day in Z, Ohio. So, on that note, everybody, don't adopt a German Shepherd and have a good week.
Yeah.
Peace. Oh, man, I really shouldn't have ended on a slavery joke.
Quite unexpected.